lunes și șir de șir.
Oare în picioare?
57. Lagos figured all of this out. He was originally a researcher at the Library of Congress, later became part of CIC when it absorbed the library. He made a living by discovering interesting things in the library, facts no one else had bothered to dig up. He would organize these facts and sell them to people. Once he figured out all of this Enki Ashera stuff, he went looking for someone who would pay for it and settled on Elbab Reif, Lord of Bandwidth, owner of the fiber optics monopoly, who at that time employed more programmers than anyone else on Earth. Lagos, typically for a non-businessman, had a fatal flaw. He thought too small. He figured that with a little venture capital, this neurolinguistic hacking could be developed as a new technology that would enable Reif to maintain possession of information that had passed into the brains of his programmers, which, moral considerations aside, wasn't a bad idea. Reif likes to think big. He immediately saw that this idea could be much more powerful. He took Lagos's idea and told Lagos himself to buzz off. Then he started dumping a lot of money into Pentecostal churches. He took a small church in Bayview, Texas, and built it up into a university. He took a small-time preacher, the Reverend Wayne Bedford, and made him more important than the Pope. He constructed a string of self-supporting religious franchises all over the world and used his university and its metaverse campus to crank out tens of thousands of missionaries who fanned out all over the Third World and began converting people by the hundreds of thousands, just like St. Louis Bertrand. Elbab Reif's glossolalia cult is the most successful religion since the creation of Islam. They do a lot of talking about Jesus, but like many self-described Christian churches, it has nothing to do with Christianity, except that they use his name. It's a post-rational religion. Reif also wanted to spread the biological virus as a promoter or enhancer of the cult, but he couldn't really get away with doing that through the use of cult prostitution because it is flagrantly anti-Christian. But one of the major functions of his Third World missionaries was to go out into the hinterlands and vaccinate people. And there was more than just vaccine in those needles. Here in the First World, everyone has already been vaccinated, and we don't let religious fanatics come up and poke needles into us. But we do take a lot of drugs. So for us, he devised a means for extracting the virus from human blood serum and packaged it as a drug known as Snow Crash. In the meantime, he got the raft going as a way of transporting hundreds of thousands of his cultists from the wretched parts of Asia into the United States. The media image of the raft is that it is a place of utter chaos, where thousands of different languages are spoken and there is no central authority. But it's not like that at all. It's highly organized and tightly controlled. These people are all talking to each other in tongues. Elbab Reif has taken xenoglossia and perfected it, turned it into a science. He can control these people by grafting radio receivers into their skulls, broadcasting instructions, may, directly into their brainstems. If one person in 100 has a receiver, he can act as the local N and distribute the may of Elbab Reif to all the others. They will act out Elbab Reif's instructions as though they have been programmed to. And right now, he has about 1 million of these people poised off the California coast. He also has a digital metavirus in binary code that can infect computers or hackers via the optic nerve. How did he translate it into binary form? Ng says. I don't think he did. I think he found it in space. Reif owns the biggest radio astronomy network in the world. He doesn't do real astronomy with it. He just listens for signals from other planets. It stood to reason that sooner or later, one of his dishes would pick up the metavirus. How does that stand to reason? The metavirus is everywhere. Anywhere life exists, the metavirus is there too, propagating through it. Originally, it was spread around on comets. That's probably how life first came to the Earth, and that's probably how the metavirus came here also. But comets are slow, whereas radio waves are fast. In binary form, a virus can bounce around the universe at the speed of light. It infects a civilized planet, gets into its computers, reproduces, and inevitably gets broadcast on television or radio or whatever. Those transmissions don't stop at the edge of the atmosphere. They radiate out into space forever. And if they hit a planet with another civilized culture, where people are listening to the stars the way Rife was doing, then that planet gets infected too. I think that was Rife's plan. And I think it worked. Except that Rife was smart. He caught it in a controlled manner. He put it in a bottle. An informational warfare agent for him to use at his discretion. When it is placed into a computer, it snow crashes the computer by causing it to infect itself with new viruses. But it is much more devastating when it goes into the mind of a hacker, a person who has an understanding of binary code built into the deep structures of his brain. The binary metavirus will destroy the mind of a hacker. So Rife can control two kinds of people, Ing says. He can control Pentecostals by using May written in the mother tongue, and he can control hackers in a much more violent fashion by damaging their brains with binary viruses. Exactly. What do you think Rife wants? Ing says. He wants to be Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look, it's simple. Once he converts you to his religion, he can control you with May. And he can convert millions of people to his religion because it spreads like a fucking virus. People have no resistance to it because no one is used to thinking about religion. People aren't rational enough to argue about this kind of thing. Basically, anyone who reads the National Enquirer or watches pro wrestling on TV is easy to convert. And with Snow Crash as a promoter, it's even easier to get converts. Rife's key realization was that there's no difference between modern culture and Sumerian. We have a huge workforce that is literate or illiterate and relies on TV, which is sort of an oral tradition. And we have a small, extremely literate power elite, the people who go into the metaverse basically, who understand that information is power, and who control society because they have this semi-mystical ability to speak magic computer languages. That makes us a big stumbling block to Rife's plan. People like L. Bob Rife can't do anything without us hackers. And even if he could convert us, he wouldn't be able to use us. Because what we do is creative in nature and can't be duplicated by people running May. But he can threaten us with the blunt instrument of Snow Crash. That, I think, is what happened to David. It may have been an experiment, just to see if Snow Crash worked on a real hacker, and it may have been a warning shot, intended to demonstrate Rife's power to the hacker community. The message: if Asherah gets broadcast into the technological priesthood, napalm on wildflowers, Ing says. As far as I know, there's no way to stop the binary virus, but there's an antidote to Rife's bogus religion. The Nam-Shub of Enki still exists. He gave a copy to his son Marduk, who passed it on to Hammurabi. Now, Marduk may or may not have been a real person. The point is that Enki went out of his way to leave the impression that he had passed on his Nam-Shub in some form. In other words, he was planting a message that later generations of hackers were supposed to decode if Asherah should rise again. I'm fairly certain that the information we need is contained within a clay envelope that was excavated from the ancient Sumerian city of Eridu in southern Iraq 10 years ago. Eridu was the seat of Enki. In other words, Enki was the local N of Eridu, and the temple of Eridu contained his May, including the Nam-Shub that we are looking for. Who excavated this clay envelope? The Eridu dig was sponsored entirely by a religious university in Bayview, Texas. L. Bob Rife's? You got it. He created an archaeology department whose sole function was to dig up the city of Eridu, locate the temple where Enki stored all of his May, and take it all home. L. Bob Rife wanted to reverse engineer the skills that Enki possessed. By analyzing Enki's Mei, he wanted to create his very own neurolinguistic hackers who could write new Mei that would become the ground rules, the program for the new society that Rife wants to create. But among these Mei is a copy of the Namshub of Enki, Ing says, which is dangerous to Rife's plan. Right. He wanted that tablet too, not to analyze, but to keep to himself, so no one could use it against him. If you can obtain a copy of this Namshub, Ing says, what effect would it have? If we could transmit the Namshub of Enki to all of the N on the raft, they would relay it to all of the raft people. It would jam their mother tongue neurons and prevent Rife from programming them with new Mei, Hero says. But we really need to get this done before the raft breaks up, before the refuse all come ashore. Rife talks to his N through a central transmitter on the Enterprise, which I take to be a fairly short-range line-of-sight type of thing. Pretty soon he'll use this system to distribute a big Mei that will cause all the refuse to come ashore as a unified army, with coordinated marching orders. In other words, the raft will break up, and after that, it won't be possible to reach all these people anymore with a single transmission. So we have to do it as soon as possible. Mr. Rife will be most unhappy, Ing predicts. He will try to retaliate by unleashing Snow Crash against the technological priesthood. I know that, Hero says. But I can only worry about one thing at a time. I could use a little help here. Easier said than done, Ing says. To reach the core, one must fly over the raft or drive a small boat through its midst. Rife has a million people there with rifles and missile launches. Even high-tech weapon systems cannot defeat organized small-arms fire on a massive scale. Get some choppers out of this vicinity then, Hero says. Something. Anything. If I can get my hands on the Namshub of Enki and infect everyone on the raft with it, then you can approach safely. We'll see what we can come up with, Uncle Enzo says. Fine, Hero says. Now, what about reason? Ing mumbles something and a card appears in his hand. Here's a new version of the system software, he says. It should be a little less buggy. A little less? No piece of software is ever bug-free, Ing says. Uncle Enzo says, I guess there's a little bit of Asherah in all of us.